I originally discovered the building, which now houses Kong Studios, back in 1999. I was looking for a cheap studio space on the internet, and it threw up this little gem. It's located on a hilltop in Essex, and believe me, there aren't many hills in Essex. There's one in Langdon, I think. But it wasn't until we'd sort of been there for a year or so that we discovered the truth about the place.
Oh, horrible.
It turns out the original site for the building was like a druid's meeting point. It was picked specially for its unique alignment of dark energies and hideous ley lines. The first Kong building was erected on top of an old disused cemetery. A lot of people who died in the Great Plague of 1665 were dumped there in shallow graves and burial pits.
Poor people.
Yeah, poor people. The current building here, where our studios are, is situated next to one of the biggest landfill sites in the country. So it's like sort of, you know, it's full of old fridges, nappies, colostomy bags, rotten cows, you know, all sorts. You know. Just, you know, just barely buried, you know. And in the middle of the summer, you know, when it gets hot, the stench is unbelievable. It's like someone cooking turds or something.
So, and no one seems to sell efficient air freshening, is it?
No. I mean, the last owners were this kind of biker gang, you know, these cats who use the building as their clubhouse. They're called the Nomads. But they'd chosen to settle there for some reason. Anyway, one night they all got caught in a fire in the building, yeah? Burnt to a crisp. Which no one told us about when we bought the place.
Oh, man, that place is full of bad spirits and sick vibrations.
Still, we gave it a lick of paint and hung up a couple of posters. It looks great. It's got underfloor heating already installed, so it can't be all bad, eh, kids?